This is Stoke Newington calling. Stoke Newington is actually at the moment, Stoke Newington is a very fashionable place. At the moment there's a big 60s revival going on. This whole family's trying to live on £8 a week. And there's a big 30s thing as well, you know, I mean, you're nobody unless you've got malnutrition, you know what I mean? There's whole shops in the high street sell nothing but them lovely leg irons. Absolutely fantastic, you know? Really amazing, yes, incredible, wow, yeah. Okay, fantastic, okay. In an effort to counteract the effects of the recession, they've introduced a youth opportunities programme round our way. It's called Rioting. Creates lots of jobs as window frame cleaners, you know. Anyway, in a kind of interface mode with the community, the police have organised something called community policing. Now, what happens with community policing is that this transit pulls up, all these coppers pile out dressed in riot gear, pin you to the floor and try and tell you the fucking time. The police have also been organising things like fashion shows, except everybody round our way calls them copperware parties. But the main area of conflict in Stoke Newington is actually between the working class and the middle class, because there's a big kind of middle class kind of invasion, you know. You always spot the middle class houses because they're always the ones that have been painted blue and they've got fucking carriage lamps outside, you know. It's like putting up a big sign saying, please break in and steal my video recorder. In one middle-class street in Stoke Newington, they all knocked their front and back rooms into one in the same week and the fucking street fell down. Actually, the other way, you can always spot the middle-class houses. The other thing you can always spot is always got them fucking Suzuki Jeeps parked outside, you know. I think it's so important to have four-wheel drive when you're going down to Sainsbury's. A lot of the middle-class people who live in Stoke Newington live in all them fucking twinkie houses with the French sun blinds, you know. All them fuckers, they're all like architects and town planners, you know. Don't catch them living in any of the shit they've been designing for the last 20 years. You know? Not that fucking stupid, you know what I mean? Say, all them fucking architects and town planners, they're supposed to be, for the last 20 years, they're supposed to be designing the working class, the perfect fucking workers' society, you know. Perfect society, you know, with all the fucking tower blocks, you know. And the adventure playgrounds, the SAS now uses training grounds. All them fucking estates, all them new towns, they're all supposed to be something like fucking William Morris workers' paradise, you know. Everybody's sitting in the tower block, weaving their own fucking yoghurt. Standing in the windswept concrete piazza discussing Chekhov. Oh, yes, sir, I do find, actually, with Chekhov, you know, that he's alienating use of naturalism, you know, makes one completely reassess one's attitude to the Russian bourgeoisie in the late 19th century. Fuck off, you cat! Yeah, all them fucking estates, right? I live on an estate, right? I tell you, one of the worst things about living on a tower block, right, is the fucking noise, you know, the noise, because there's like, there's no noise insulation, you know, and always like 8 floors below you, there's always some bastard who's got a Yamaha home organ. You're just about to go to sleep near this. Round out the barrel. The people who live upstairs for me, right, the people who live upstairs, I can never figure out what the fuck they're doing, you know. But I can hear it really loud. So I'm about to go to sleep now, I hear this vroom, vroom, blam, 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 blam. Vroom, vroom, blam, blam. It sounds, right, it sounds like two elephants on a motorbike riding round and round while a seal bangs a kipper on the table. I went upstairs to complain. The door was answered by this elephant in a crash helmet. Standing behind him is this seal going, "What is it now, Ralph?" Terrible. I'm fucking right, all them estates, right, all them new towns, right, at their best, right, at their very best, they were going to be like fucking Sweden on early closing day. That's a really exciting place, you know, Sweden. Hello, Sven, I've just bought the Volvo. What have you got, Sven? Oh, I've got the Volvo. Hey, guess what Sven's got? Oh, I don't know, he's got the Volvo. Tell you another fucking myth, right? It was like education, you know, like if you know, when you went to school about 20 years ago, they told you if you came out with two CSEs, you're going to be head of British Steel, you know. It's not a bollocks, isn't it, eh? If you look at the statistics, right, like 82% of top British management have been to a public school in Oxbridge, 83% of the BBC have been to a public school in Oxbridge, 94% of the KGB have been to a public school in Oxbridge. All you get from a public school, right, is one, you get a top job. The other thing, the only other thing you get from a public school, right, is an interest in perverse sexual practices. That's why fucking British management's so ineffective. As soon as they get in the fucking boardroom, they're all shutting each other's dicks in the door. Go on, give her another slam, Sir Michael. Wah! Go on, let's play the Panzer Commander and the Milkmaid. Bastards. I do a radio series for Capital Radio. I don't know if you know Capital Radio's favourite charity. It's called Help a London Child, Kill a Social Worker. Recently, Capital Radio taped one of my live shows, and because I'm very grateful to them for giving me my break in radio, while they were taping the show, I did 2.5 hours of mime. I was sort of going... wank, innit, eh, mime? Ain't a load of old toss, eh, mime? I mean, who in their right minds, right, would pay good money to see a real man stow his fingers together, walk into a high wind, and get shot in a fucking glass box? But some French fucker called Bip or Snot or something, he pretends to sew his fingers together, walk into a high wind, and get shot in a fucking glass box, and people travel from Guildford to see him! I've got to do an old Marcel Marceau number for you now. Yeah. Woo! Okay, all right, yeah. You know, I'm an anarchist. I go to write CUDA concerts, and in between the numbers, I go, woo! All right, okay. Yeah. Woo! All right, okay, yeah. Woo! Okay, woo. Okay, woo! Okay, right. Right, woo! Okay.